Our sister Chang Ya Mei has been baptized.
我们也看到今天有教会的乐团，还有教会的才能诗班带领我们一起唱诗赞美神。
And we had the church orchestra and our choir to lead us to praise the Lord.
我们也看到今天有教会的儿童诗班，而且是有两个班。
And we had two children choirs today.
真是充满着感恩，充满着欢喜快乐。
We are full of thanksgiving, full of joy.
而且今天是感恩节。
And today is Thanksgiving Day.
所以我们的讲道的信息自然要跟感恩有关系。
So our message today must be about Thanksgiving.
但是我们不要忘了，这一个月也是教会的拆船月。
But we should also remember that this is the month of mission for our church.
所以我们今天讲到的信息既要与感恩有关，也要跟拆船传福音有关系。
So the message today will be about thanksgiving as well as mission.
今天我们要讲到的经文就是从来自约拿书。
And the scripture verses we're going to cite today come from the book of Jonah.
有些人可能觉得很奇怪。
Some of you may wonder.
约拿书我们大家都很熟悉。
Because this is a familiar book.
尤其是英文堂的年轻人更加熟悉。
Especially to the young people from the English congregation.
我们很熟悉，但是约拿书是跟拆船传福音有关，但怎么会跟感恩有关系呢？
We are familiar with this book because we know it has a lot to do with missionary work.
因为你从头读到尾，约拿书里面一个感恩的字也看不见。
But how does it relate to Thanksgiving? Because there is very little mention of Thanksgiving.
但是其实约拿书里面我们仔细读的话，有很多感恩的信息。
But if we read the scripture carefully,We can see lots of messages about Thanksgiving.
只是我们平时没有注意到，我们忽略掉了。
But those verses are often neglected.
可能连约拿自己都忽略掉了。
Might have been neglected by Jonah himself.
我们今天就要来看这一个宣教士约拿，他所写的约拿书当中有哪些感恩的信息。
So we're going to see how many messages concerning Thanksgiving.In Jonah's Acts.
我们刚才读了第一章。
We read the first chapter just now.
我们还需要再读两处的经文。
And we're going to go over two verses.
我们没有办法读整卷的书，但是还有两处的经文我们来读。
We can't read the whole book again, but we're going to go over two places.
我们来读约拿书第三章的一到第二节。
Verses 1 through 2 of chapter 3.
我们这一次是读中文，等一下还有一段的经文，我们读英文。
We're going to read Chinese first.
我们来读，用中文来读第三章的一到二节。
Verses 1 to 2 of chapter 3.
一二三，耶和华的话二次临到约拿说：“你起来，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。”另外一处的经文在这一卷书的最后两节，也就是第四章的第十到第十一节，翻到之后一起来读英文。
Let's read the English version of the last two verses of this chapter.
一二三，读。Though you did not and make it grow.读的声音很轻，但是我相信大家都已经看了这一段的经文。
I'm sure we have read these two verses.
这里的这个约拿是谁？
Who is Jonah here?
我们都知道这个约拿是以色列人。
And we know Jonah is a Hebrew.
神差派他去向尼尼微人传讲悔改的信息。
And he was sent by God to preach his message to the people in Nineveh.
尼尼微是什么地方？
And where is Nineveh?
尼尼微是亚述国的首都。
Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire then.
所以尼尼微人是外邦人。
So people in Nineveh were Gentiles.
现在神差派约拿去向尼尼约拿这个以色列人去向尼尼微人这些外邦人传讲悔改的信息，约拿愿意去吗？
Do you think Jonah was willing to go to those Gentiles to preach the message of God?
圣经告诉我们约拿不愿意去。
The Bible tells us that he was not willing.
为什么他不愿意去？
Why?
因为约拿是以色列人。
Because Jonah was an Israelite.
尼尼微人是外邦人。
And people in Nineveh were Gentiles.
是他们以色列人的敌人。
They were enemies of the Jews.
而且尼尼微人他们也充满着罪恶。
And they were evildoers.
约拿有很强的民族主义的情节。
And Jonah had a very strong nationalist complex.
而且可能也认为这些尼尼微人罪大恶极，该死。为什么要去叫他们悔改，以至于神不会惩罚他们呢？
And he probably thought that those people were evildoers and they deserved to die.
所以他不愿意去，他就逃了。
So he didn't want to go, he escaped.
逃跑的过程当中有生命的危险。
And he ran into some life-threatening dangers.
神也很奇妙地拯救了他。
And God miraculously saved him.
拯救他完之后，又再一次差派他去向尼尼微人传讲悔改的信息。
And sent him again to Nineveh to preach his message to those people.
虽然他去了。
He went.
但是也去的心不甘情不愿的。
But quite reluctantly.
传讲完信息之后又满腹牢骚。
And it was full of complaints after preaching the message.
于是神就给他讲了刚才我们念的第四章最后那两节的经文。
Therefore, God said to him in what is recorded in the last two verses of chapter 4.
这个就是约拿这个宣教是简短的宣教的经历。
This is the experience of Jonah, the emissary.
在这一段的经历当中，他有三个非常重要的需要感恩的地方。
In this experience, he had three very important areas of thanksgiving.
这也是我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹需要学习来感恩的地方。
And this is where all of us should learn about thanksgiving.
我们先来看第一个地方。
Let's look at the first one.
大家对约拿书都很熟悉。
We are all familiar with the book of Jonah.
我想问大家一个问题。
Here is a question for you.
你们觉得这一个神所拣选的先知约拿听不听神的话？
Do you think Jonah, the prophet chosen by God, was obedient to God?
很不听神的话。
No, he wasn't.
神让他往东北方向的尼尼微去传讲信息。
God wanted him to go to northeast to preach his message.
但是他去了西南方向的他斯。
But he went to southwest.
在路上遭遇了狂风。
And he met the big wind.
船上的人发现原来这个狂风大作是因为约拿的缘故。
And those people on board realized that it was Jonah who caused that strong wind.
他们就把约拿扔到了海里面去。
So they threw him overboard into the sea.
扔到海里面去，而且是有狂风大作，大风浪。本来应该死定了。
And he was engulfed by the angry sea and was bound to die.
但是神让一条大鱼把他给吞了。
But God allowed one big fish to swallow him.
而且三天之后，他把他吐到了旱地上面来。
And the fish vomited him into the shoreland 3 days later.
神就这样很奇妙地拯救了他。
And God miraculously saved him.
约拿不听从神的吩咐。
Jonah did not listen to God's command.
但是当他遇到风险危险的时候，神仍然拯救了他。
But when he was in danger, God still saved him.
你们说这个约拿是不是应该感谢神？
Do you think Jonah has something to be thankful?
而且神拯救他的方法也是前无古人后无来者。
And the way he was saved by God was unprecedented.
大概是目前我们在整个的历史上面可以听到的独一无二的拯救的方法。
And that is probably the unique way that God saved him.
用一条鱼把它吞了，给它吐到旱地上面，这样的方式来拯救它。
To be swallowed by a fish and to be vomited into dry land, this is the way God saved him.
所以这个约拿应该感谢神。
So Jonah should be thankful to God.
这是圣经里面没有直接写的，但是却很容易被忽略的很重要的一个恩典。
This is a message that is easily neglected, even not even directly recorded in the Bible.
就是不听从神，神竟然还救他。
That is, even though Jonah was disobedient, God still saved him.
不听从神，神竟然还救他。
God saved him even though he was disobedient to him.
我们出去做宣教，做传福音的工作，是神给我们每一个人的使命。
It is the great commission to go out to preach the message of God.
什么叫使命？
What is the great commission?
使命就是神命令我们去做。
It is something God commanded us to do.
什么叫做命令我们去做？
What does it mean by command?
命令我们去做就是我们一定要去做，没有条件的。
It means we have no option. We have to do it.
我们如果听从这个命令去做了，那还好。
If we follow the command, that's good.
如果不去做，那是要受处罚的。
Otherwise, we'll be punished.
为什么要受处罚？
Why?
因为不听从神的命令就是犯罪。
Because to be disobedient to the command of God is to sin.
犯罪自然要受处罚。
And we'll be punished for sinning.
这个约拿不听从神的命令。
Jonah disobeyed God's command.
但是神反倒还救了他。
But God still saved him.
你们说这个约拿是不是应该感谢神？
You should know why Jonah should be thankful to God.
圣经当中有很多很清楚的关于去传福音的神的命令。
There are lots of verses in the Bible that tell us why we should preach the message of God.
同时也很清楚地告诉我们，如果不去按照这个命令去传福音，是要受处罚的。
And the Bible also makes it clear that we're going to receive punishment if we disobey.
保罗在哥林多前书当哥林多在保罗在哥林多前书当中有一句很有名的话。
There is a well-known verse in 1 Corinthians, said by Paul.
若不传福音，我就有祸了。
It says, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel.
讲得非常清楚。
It is very clear.
既是命令。
It is a command.
也告诉我们违背命令的后果。
And also it tells us the consequence if we disobey.
旧约以西结书也有一节经文非常的清楚。
In Ezekiel of the Old Testament, and there is another verse that is quite clear.
那节经文里面这么说：你若不警戒他，也不劝他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。
The Bible says, and you do not warn them or speak, but to dissuade them from their evil ways.In order to save their life, that wicked person dies in his sin. I will hold you responsible for their blood.
这些经文很清楚地告诉我们。
The verse tells us quite clearly.
如果我们不听从神的吩咐去传福音，我们会有祸，会受到处罚。
Our disobedience will cause punishment to us.
我想在座的很多弟兄姐妹听了我讲的这个话之后，可能心里会这样想。
I think some brothers and sisters may think,
圣经是这么写的。
It is true, this is what the Bible says.
但是事实好像不这样。
But the reality does not work that way.
因为我们很多人都没有传福音，但是我们活得好好的。
Many of us do not really go out to preach the gospel, but we are living a good life.
你所看见的，你所想的，确实是事实。
It is.True, what you see and experience.
很多人没有传福音，但是都活得好好的。
A lot of people who do not preach the gospel and they are living well.
这好像跟圣经里面所教导的不相符合。
It may contradict what the Bible teaches us.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it so?
是神说话不算数吗？
Is it because God does not keep His promise?
不是。
No.
圣经里面有一节的经文我们很熟悉。
And there is a Bible.That there is a Bible verse we're all familiar with.
说神不愿一人有一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
It says God is not wanting anybody to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这一节经文不光只是给那些不信主的人讲的。
And this verse is not only for those who do not believe.
这一节经文也是给我们所有的基督徒讲的。
It is said to all our Christians.
我们没有传福音，神的处罚没有临到我们。
The God's punishment has not come upon us because we haven't preached the gospel.
并不是他说话不算数。
Not because he is not keeping his promise.
而是他给我们有时间，给我们有机会，让我们可以悔改，不愿我们沉沦。
But because he wants to give us more time so that we can come to repentance, so that we won't perish.
所以不光约拿需要感恩。
So Jonah is not the only person who should be thankful.
我们在座的所有弟兄姐妹都要为此而感恩。
All of us should be thankful for this.
感恩过后，我们都要好好悔改，按照神的命令传福音。
And afterwards, we should all repent and preach the gospel.
因为耶和华神亲口说，他必照他所说的成就。
Because the Lord says he is going to keep his promise.
也就是说，我们如果不传福音，他会处罚我们，这件事情他是会成就的。
It says he is going to punish us as he promised if we do not preach the gospel.
所以不要等到处罚来临，然后我们后悔来不及。
So do not wait till the punishment comes so that we won't have time to regret.
趁着现在神给我们还有机会悔改，我们好好悔改，好好传福音。
When there is opportunity and the time for us to preach the gospel, let's do it.
有一个神学院，有一个新生的一个开学典礼。
There was a semester opening ceremony for the new students of a seminar.
然后刚落学的新生跟几位的老牧师坐在一起有座谈会。
Those new students were sitting together with the old pastor.
每一个新生都在分享。
And every new student was doing some sharing.
这些神学院的新生大部分都已经五六十岁了。
Most of those new students were over 50 or 60.
在他们的分享当中，几乎每个人都谈到这样的事情。
And they had something common to share.
就是二三十年之前，他们就有感动，有呼召要进神学院深造，以至于将来可以做牧师。
The common point is that most of them were touched 20 or 30 years before, and they wanted to do God's work.
但是那个时候忙着赚钱。
But they were busy making money.
没有放下工作。
They didn't give up their jobs.
但是前几年。
But a few years ago.
他们生了病。
They were ill.
遇到了各种的难处。
They had all sorts of difficulties.
然后他们才回想起来。
And then they realized.
才放下了工作。
Then they gave up their jobs.
来神学院深造。
And then they came to the seminary to study.
但是已经是五六十岁了。
And they were already over 50 or 60.
分享完之后，轮到其中一个老牧师来给他们做劝勉。
After that, an old pastor was going to encourage them.
那个老牧师说
，The old pastor said,
要不是刚才听了你们的分享和见证
，If I had not heard your testimonies,
我还以为我今天来的不是神学院的新生座谈会。
I would have thought that I was coming to a different meeting.
我还以为今天来的是退休牧师的欢送会。
I would have thought that was a meeting, a farewell party to those retired pastors.
因为你们一个个都五六十岁，离开退休的年龄都不远了。
Because most of you are over 50 or 60 and quite close to retirement.
所以你们今天来到神学院读书，你们要好好的感恩。
So you should be thankful when you come to the seminary to study.
但是你们不要理解错我的意思。
But do not misunderstand me.
我说的感恩不是说是你们有机会来进神学院。
What I mean by thanksgiving is not your opportunity to study at the seminary.
我说的你们要感恩是你们过去的那么长时间当中没有听从神的呼召来做他的仆人。
What I mean by thanksgiving is that in so many years,You disobeyed God and you didn't do His work.
你们生病遇到了很多难处。
And you were ill and you had all sorts of difficulties.
但是神仍然留着你们，而且还拯救了你们，你们要为此感恩。
But God still kept you and saved you, and for this you should be thankful.
不听从神。
Disobedient to God.
神竟然还救他。
And God still saved them.
这是约拿需要感恩。
And this is what Jonah should be thankful.
也是我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹都需要为此而感恩的。
And this is what all of us should be thankful for.
我们不要等到神的处罚来临，我们才想起来要传福音。
Let's do not wait for the punishment to come to realize that we should have preached the message of God.
我们不要等待。
Let's do not wait.
圣经告诉我们，要把最好的，要把头生的献给神。
The Bible, tells us that we should give the firstborn to God.
我们是有奉献时间，奉献金钱给神。
We, indeed have, given our time and money to the Lord.
但我们有没有把最好的献给神？
But have we given him the best?
我们有没有把最好的身体、最好的精神、最好的时间献给神？
Have we given God the best times of our lives?
我们都需要来反省悔改。
We need to reflect and repent.
我们可能把最好的时间献给了看电视、看比赛。
We might have given our best times to TV programs, to, sports games.
然后礼拜天带着疲惫的身体来敬拜神，一边敬拜神，一边打着瞌睡。
We might have dragged our tired bodies to, worship every Sunday and dozed off from time to time.
这不是把最好的献给神。
And that is not to give the best to God.
等了年纪很大了。
When you are advanced in age,
没有足够的体力精力了，
and not as energetic,
然后全身从头到脚一身的病，
and you are not well all over,
然后跟神说，神啊，我愿意把我自己完全奉献给你。
And then you say, God, it is time for me to give all I have to you.
只有半条命献给他，显然不是最好的。
Half of your life is not the best.
所以但愿我们都可以有感恩的心。
So I hope we should all be thankful.
因为我们不听从神，神竟然还救我们。
Because we do not listen to God and God still saves us.
这是第一个需要感恩的地方。
This is the first we should be thankful.
我们来看第二点。
Second,
当神拯救了他之后，
when God saved him,
又继续差派他去他斯传，差派他去尼尼微传悔改的信息。
When Jonah was saved, God asked him to continue to Nineveh to preach his message.
我们不要忘了，这个约拿可是当了逃兵。
We should not forget Jonah's desertion.
当了逃兵，本来应该是受到处罚的。
And the deserter should have been punished.
应该是被抛弃掉的。
Should, have been abandoned.
但是谁没有抛弃约拿？
But God did not abandon him.
还让他去同样的地方，跟同样的人传讲同样的信息。
And he was sent to the same place to preach the message to the same people.
当了逃兵。
He was a deserter.
神竟然还用他。
And God still used him.
是不是应该感恩？
Should he be thankful?
这是第二个很重要的需要感恩的地方。
This is the second reason why he should be thankful.
当了逃兵，神竟然还用他。
Being a deserter, he was utilized by God again.
圣经当中，神一直给我们都有机会可以去服侍他。
Bible reminds us that, God keeps giving us opportunities.
有时候我们当了逃兵。
Sometimes we, go against God's will.
有时候我们错过了很多的机会。
And we miss many opportunities.
但神常常还给我们有机会来传福音，来服侍他。
But we are always given the second chance to preach the gospel and serve him.
所以我们都应该感恩。
So we should all be thankful.
旧约的先知以利亚也曾经是逃兵。
In the Old Testament, Prophet Elijah was also a deserter.
当他被亚哈王追杀的时候，他跟神说：“你取了我的性命吗？”他不想做先知。
When he was, chased by, King Ahab, he said to God, "Take my life. I don't want to do this anymore."
但是神仍然差派天使给他加添力量，好让他继续做传福音的工作。
But God still sent angels to energize him so that he could continue his work.
新约当中最典型的逃兵是保罗。
In the New Testament,
使徒是彼得。
A very typical deserter is Peter.
当主耶稣被抓的时候，
when Jesus was arrested,
他们这些的门徒都坐鸟兽散跑掉了。
And all his disciples scattered around.
而且彼得还三次不认主。
And Peter didn't, recognize the Lord three times.
但是神仍然给他有机会。
But God still gave him the opportunity.
主耶稣复活之后跟他说，你去喂养我的羊。
After the resurrection, God to him, feed my sheep.
新约当中还有一个人叫马可。
And in the New Testament, there is another person called Mark,
就是写马可福音的马可,
who authored the book of Mark.
他也曾经是逃兵,
and he was also a deserter.
他跟巴拿巴、保罗他们一起出去做宣教的时候，到了一半，他跑回家了。
He went back home when he was out on the mission trip with Paul and Barnabas.
把这个保罗气得要死。
And Paul was very angry.
后来保罗情愿跟巴拿巴分道扬镳，也不愿意再带这个保罗出去，也不愿意再带这个马可出去。
And Paul didn't want to take Mark out on the mission trip anymore.
但是神继续给马可有传福音的机会。
But God continued to give Mark the opportunity to preach his message.
后来他又去宣教。
And he went on, he went to another mission trip.
四年之后。
Several decades later,
他成了坐在被关监牢的保罗最受安慰的三个同工之一。
And he became one of the three co-workers who gave Paul, who was imprisoned at that time, some comfort.
这一些的圣经的人物
those biblical figures,
他们曾经都做过神的逃兵。
They were once deserters,
但是后来却成了神的精兵。
But later became the capable soldiers for the God.
盼望神要帮助我们每一个人。
And I hope God will help all of us.
我们可能也曾经做过逃兵。
We have once been deserters.
我们曾经也错过很多的机会。
We have missed opportunities.
但是我们如果愿意带着感恩的心来悔改，来继续传福音，神可以让我们从逃兵成为精兵。
But if we are willing to repent with a heart of thanksgiving, we will be enabled to become God's soldiers.
有一对中国的夫妇
there is a Chinese couple.
他们从中国去了日本。
They went to Japan from China.
在日本的几年时间当中
during the years they were in Japan,
他们受到了日本人的伤害。
They were hurt in certain situations.
所以他们就离开了日本，移民来到多伦多。
So they left Japan and came to Toronto.
来到多伦多没几天，就有一个教会的一个华人教会的牧师找上门来，邀请他们去教会。
And a few days later, a Chinese church pastor came to them to invite them to church.
他们不愿意去。
They didn't want to go.
后来他们又搬家，搬到了 Mississauga。
Then they moved to Mississauga.
他们也不愿意告诉那个教会。
They didn't want to tell that the church that they had moved.
他们不想有牧师继续找上门来。
Because they didn't want any pastor to contact them.
住在
米萨嘎
的公寓的楼下有游泳池。
They were living in an apartment building where there was a swimming pool.
第一次去游泳池游泳的时候就碰到一个中国人。
The first time they went swimming, they met a Chinese.
九十年代初的时候中国人还不多。
There were not many Chinese in the early
90s. 所以见到之后很亲切，就一起讲话。
And they felt so close to each other, and they were talking.
然后这对夫妻就问那个中国人：“你是干什么的？”
And this couple asked that Chinese person what he was.
那个人说：“我是教会的牧师。”
The man said, "I'm a pastor of a church."
过几天礼拜天有崇拜，邀请你来到我们教会来。
And we have a worship in a few days, and you are invited to come.
他们躲都躲不掉。
They couldn't even escape it.
他们不想去。
They didn't want to go.
但是跟牧师住在同一栋楼又不好意思，于是就跟牧师去了。
But they were living in the same building with the pastor, and they couldn't really refuse, so they went.
去了之后，他们才发现，哦，这回有理由可以不用去了。
When they got there, they realized, oh, I have a good reason for not going anymore.
因为那个教会是讲广东话的，他们听不懂。
Because the church was Cantonese speaking.
于是他们就跟牧师说，牧师，我们以后不来了，因为我们听不懂。
And then they came up with this excuse and say, we can't understand Cantonese, we're not coming anymore.
牧师跟他说，没关系。
The pastor said, it doesn't matter.
旁边刚刚最近开了一个国语教会。
We have another church opening close by that speaks Mandarin.
我介绍你去那个国语教会。
I'm going to introduce you to that church.
逃不掉就去了。
And they couldn't escape this, so they went.
后来在那里信主。
And then they received Jesus there.
再后来做了宣教士。
And they were later become missionaries.
去哪里做宣教士？
Where did they go?
去了日本做宣教士。
They went to Japan.
神要拯救你，你逃也逃不掉。
If it is God's plan to save you, there is no way you can escape it.
神要使用你，躲也躲不掉。
And there is no way to go around God's plan for you.
做了逃兵，神竟然还用你，不是神对你的虐待，而是神对你的恩典。
God still uses you as a deserter. It is not the punishment, it is the grace.
上个礼拜天，我也做了一个小小的逃兵。
And last Sunday, I was a deserter myself.
大家知道我在两个星期前在这里安立牧师。
So everybody knows that I had been ordained 2 weeks ago here.
安立之后的那个星期，黄牧师跟我说：“哎，接下来这个礼拜天，教会里面有主餐，你来领主餐吧。”
And Reverend Wong told me that we're going to have Lord's Supper this coming Sunday, so please come over to preside over Lord's Supper.
我想了一个晚上，第二天我觉得具体的细节好像还不是很清楚，我跟黄牧师说。
I thought about it overnight, and then I told Reverend Wong that I'm not so clear about some details. How about you do it this time, and I'll do it next time.
但想不到上个礼拜天，我8:40一到教会，不到一分钟就接到一个电话。
But I didn't expect to receive a phone call a few minutes after I arrived at the church.
是主恩堂的长老打电话来的。
And it was a call from another church.
他说，我们的江传道，刚刚发生车祸，需要有人来帮忙讲道。
He said our pastor had just been in a car accident, and we need somebody to come over to preach for him.
听说你今天不讲道。
We have heard that you do not have preaching task today.
我就答应他了。
And I agreed.
答应他之后，他又在电话里面跟我讲了一件事情。
And then he told me another story.
今天我们教会有圣餐。
And he says, we are going to have Lord's Supper at our church.
你上个星期安立牧师的，今天可以领圣餐吗？
You were ordained last week, so you are qualified to preside over it.
躲都躲不掉。
I couldn't escape it.
教会，我们教会的圣餐我相对比较熟悉。
And I'm more familiar with the ceremony we have for Lord's Supper at our church.
我没有在这里。
But I didn't do it here.
跑到一个不熟悉的地方去领我生平第一次主领圣餐。
And I went to an unfamiliar place to do the same thing for the first time in my life.
这是神给我的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
我们都要学习在这方面特别的感恩。
And we need to learn to be especially thankful in this area.
我一直深深地相信神给我们布兰姆顿教会有特别的这方面的恩典。
I firmly believe that God has special grace for our church in Brampton.
我们可能过去都曾经做过逃兵。
We may have been deserters in the past.
我们也曾经错过了很多向我们的社区传福音的机会。
We may have missed many opportunities to preach the gospel to our communities.
特别是向我们的华人同胞传福音的机会。
Especially the opportunities to preach to our fellow Chinese countrymen.
但神一直把这相同的机会一直都留给我们。
But God has reserved this opportunity for all of us.
我们都知道。
We know.
神几乎把整个布兰姆顿的华人社区都留给我们来传福音。
God has almost reserved the whole Brampton area for our church's missionary work.
而且一留就留了这么多年。
And he has reserved it for so many decades.
如今还把 Caledon 地区也赐给我们。
And he has recently added Caledon area to us.
现在又有中国很多来的留学生来到我们的社区当中。
And we have many Chinese.Young students coming from China.
最近我们还发现，在布兰姆顿的谢伦顿 College 的这个校区也有很多中国的大学生。
And we realized that at Sheraton College there are a lot of Chinese students.
神把整个布兰姆顿给我们。
God has given us the whole Brampton area.
又赐给我们更多的禾场。
And has given us many more fields of harvest.
是不是神给我们的恩典？
Is this not the grace from God?
所以我们都应该感恩。
So we should all be thankful.
当了逃兵，神竟然还用他。
God even used the deserters.
这是神给约拿的恩典。
And this is the grace from God for Jonah.
也是给我们每一个弟兄姐妹的恩典。
And it is the grace for all of us.
所以我们都要感恩。
So we should all be thankful.
这是第五点。
This is the
second point. 我们来看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
约拿当了逃兵。
Jonah was a deserter.
神竟然还用他。
God still used him.
再次吩咐他去向尼尼微人传讲悔改的信息。
And gave him the second command to go to Nineveh to preach his message.
约拿去了很勉强。
But Jonah went quite reluctantly.
福音虽传讲的信息虽然讲完了。
He finished his message.
但是当他讲完之后，发现这些的尼尼微人竟然悔改了。
But after his message, he realized that those people even repented.
竟然没有得到神的处罚。
They didn't even receive any punishment.
这个约拿就很不高兴，满腹牢骚。
Jonah therefore was very unhappy and he was full of complaints.
他跟神说：“你取了我的性命吧。”
He said, "God, take my life."
后来那一颗遮蔽给他遮阴的那个蓖麻枯萎了之后，他又跟神说：“你取了我的性命吧。”
But after the vine that was providing shade for him withered, he said, "God, take my life."
他又满腹的牢骚。
He was full of complaints.
你们觉得像这样的一个人？有难不听从神，有难神救了他。
So what do you think? A man who disobeyed God was saved by God.
当了逃兵，神还继续用他。
And he was a deserter and was still used by God.
现在工作做完了，还满腹牢骚。
Now his work was done, but he was full of complaints.
神应该怎么处理他？
And what was going to happen to him?
如果他跟神之间是雇主和雇员的关系。
If we consider him an employee employed by God,
肯定一脚把他给踹了。
He is sure to be fired.
但是神没有。
But this is not what God did.
神又给他讲了一段很重要的话，就是第四章的十到十一节。
God told him something very important. That is verses 10 and 11 of chapter 4.
神给他讲这一段话的意思是什么？
What is the point of this message?
神跟他说，在尼尼微城里面有120,000多的人，他们像婴孩般无知。
God says in Nineveh there are over 12,000 people who cannot feel their right hand from their left.
他们就如同婴孩般无知，不认识真神，也不懂得真神的教导。
They're like children.They do not know God. They do not understand God's message.
有这么多的人，我怎么舍得把他们全给毁灭呢？
There are so many people. How can I let them perish?
神跟约拿讲这段话的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of God saying this to Jonah?
目的是让约拿不要发牢骚吗？
Was it because God did not want Jonah to whine?
有一部分这样的因素。
Maybe.
但是更重要的。
But what is more important?
神要让约拿知道神的心。
The more important reason is that God wanted Jonah to understand his heart.
神要让约拿知道，耶和华神爱所有的人，哪怕是外邦人，哪怕是敌人，哪怕是作恶的人。
God wanted Jonah to know that he loved all people.Evildoers, Gentiles, and all people.
耶和华神为什么要如此的教导约拿？
Why did God teach Jonah this way?
约拿身为耶和华神的先知，竟然不理解神的心。
It is because Jonah, the prophet of the Lord, didn't understand the heart of the Lord.
我们神学院有一个教授写约拿书的解经书。
I had a professor at my seminary who wrote some commentary on the book of Jonah.
约拿书专门的一本解经书是关于约拿书的。
He wrote a book of commentary on the book of Jonah.
那本书的题目叫做《其实你不懂我的心》。
The title of that book is called "You Actually Do Not Understand My Heart."
因为约拿不懂神的心。
Because Jonah.Didn't understand the heart of God.
神用最后这两节的经文来教导约拿。
God tried to teach Jonah through the two verses.
你们说这个约拿满腹牢骚，神竟然还教导他，他是不是得感恩？
Do you agree that Jonah should be thankful because he was full of complaints, and still God was patient to teach him? He should be thankful, right?
这是第三个他需要感恩的地方。
This is the third reason why he should be thankful.
满腹牢骚，神竟然还教他。
Being full of complaints, he still received instructions from God.
我们都说我们是神手中的器皿。
We all say we are vessels in the hands of God.
但是神对待我们这个器皿和我们对待我们的器皿不一样。
But God treats us as vessels differently as we do our own vessels.
我们对待我们的器皿只是用它。
We only use our vessels.
神对待我们这些他的器皿不光只是用我们。
God does not only use us.
更重要的，他要透过用我们，让我们来经历他，让我们的生命得成长。
He allows us to experience him by using us.
所以他用我们的目的是为了我们的好处。
So his purpose for using us is for our own benefits.
但是我们常常满腹牢骚。
But we often complain.
但是神仍然有很多的忍耐来造就我们，帮助我们。
Our complaints caused lots of patience of God.
Because, 而不是丢下我们。
And he didn't abandon us.
所以我们都要感恩。
So we must all be thankful.
我们可能在过去的传福音侍奉的过程当中，或多或少都有一些牢骚。
I'm pretty sure we have had complaints in our services before.
大部分的牢骚看上去可能是对教会的弟兄姐妹或者跟你同工的人。
It may seem like those complaints are against other people working with you.
但是归根结底，这所有的牢骚都是发给神的。
But in fact, all those complaints are against God.
因为你周边的所有的弟兄姐妹和同工都是神赐给你的，你发牢骚说他不好，等于说神不好。
Because all brothers and sisters working with you were placed around you by God, therefore your complaint against them is complaint against God.
但是你仔细回想一下。
But if you think about it carefully,
尽管你心里面有牢骚，
even though you are full of complaints,
但是神还是使用各样的机会来帮助我们，造就我们，教导我们。
But still, God is using all the opportunities to train us to what? Okay.
我们都刚才我有提到，我两个星期前按立牧师。
I just mentioned that 2 weeks ago I was ordained as pastor.
稍微给大家透露一点按摩的经历。
Just a few things about the whole process.
很多人可能不知道。
Many of you may not know.
其实按摩的这个程序非常的长，非常的复杂。
The actual ordination process is quite long and complicated.
差不多两年前就开始启动了。
It started almost 2 years ago.
在这个过程当中 CBOQ 专门 assign 一个很有经验的牧师来做我的 supervisor.
During this process, CBOQ had assigned a pastor as my mentor.
一年多的时间，我每个月都要跟他见面，一起看一本书。
And for over a year, I had to meet him every week to read a book.
而且他还约我打网球。
And he played tennis with me.
而且他们一家来还到我们家里来吃饭。
And their whole family came over for dinner at my place.
其实大家不要以为这是吃吃喝喝玩玩。
But do not think it is just an opportunity to play and dine together.
他是从多个角度来考察我。
But it is because he wanted to observe me in as many situations as possible.
按摩的投票总共有四轮的投票。
And it was voting process for.Different voting processes.
大部分弟兄姐妹只参加会友的投票。
And most of us only participated in the voting process of our church.
还有一部分人是教会理事，理事会还有投票两轮。
And there is also executive boards voting of our church.
还有 CBOQ 还有投票。
And there is another one by CBOQ.
还有爱梦委员会还有投票。
And there is also a voting process by the Ordination Examination Council.
四轮的投票。
Four different voting processes.
还要写很多的材料。
And lots of documentation.
有些的材料还需要写英文。
And some had to be done in English.
在这个过程当中，我有一点点的牢骚。
I had complaints in this process, a little.
为什么要浪费这么多的时间，这么多的资源，搞得这么复杂？
I was complaining about why it had to be so complicated and resourceful.
等到最后的过程全部都结束了，我才知道。
After the whole process ended, I realized.
这一个过程，神让我很深刻地知道，这一次一个很复杂，不是一个简单的过程。
I was made to realize the complicated nature of the whole process.
为什么要这么复杂？
And also I understood why it had to be so complicated.
因为做牧师不是一件简单的事情。
Because it is not complicated. It is complicated to be a pastor.
如果这个过程很简单很随便，你大概将来做牧师也会很简单很随便。
If the process is casual, probably you will take your job casually.
所以这个过程让我清楚地知道，这不是一个简单随便的职位，而是一个很尊贵很重要的，我们要来好好对待的一个职位。
So I was made to realize this is not just another opportunity, but it is a serious and holy opportunity for me that I should take very seriously.
这是神对我的教导。
This is the instruction I received from God.
而且教导不光如此，不光只有这一些。
It is not only those instructions.
说句心里话，
Some words from my heart.
每一次投票之前，我心里都有一点小小的担心。
Every time there was a voting event, I was a little uncertain.
特别是大家如果熟悉我们教会的章程的人，
If you are familiar with the constitution of our church,
理事会的投票必须全票通过才可以按立。
The Constitution says that you must have unanimous voting from a unanimous voting to agree at the Executive Board.
所以我那段时间有点担心，会不会有某一个人没有投票。
So I was not sure if everybody was going to vote for me.
我也不能去找某一个理事说，你一定得投我票哈。
And I couldn't go to everybody and say, make sure you vote for me.
我唯一能做的就是跟我的妻子一起在神的面前好好的祷告，仰望他。
All I could do was to pray with my wife to look up to God.
过程之后我才知道，神要让我学习要谦卑，很多事情你做不了，要多仰望神。
And I learned how to be humble afterwards. And I knew that there are a lot of things beyond my power.And in those situations, I have to look up to God.
大家觉得这样一个复杂的过程可以让我学到这两方面很重要的功课，是不是应该感恩？
Don't you think I should be thankful even though I have gone through this complicated process?
尽管中间有一些的牢骚，有一些的担忧。
Even though I had some worries and complaints.
但是神竟然还教我。
And God.Even still taught me.
满腹牢骚，神竟然还教他，这是约拿需要感恩的。
He was full of complaints, God still taught him. This is what Jonah should be thankful for.
也是我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹在这方面都需要感恩的。
And this is where all of us should be thankful.
约拿他有很多的恩典被忽略了。
Jonah had a lot of neglected grace.
我们也同样忽略了这很多的恩典。
So have we neglected.
不听从神，神竟然还教他，神竟然还救他。
He didn't obey God. God still saved him.
当了逃兵，神竟然还用他。
He became a deserter, but was still used by God.
满腹牢骚，神竟然还教他。
He complained a lot, but still received instructions from God.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是要有这方面的恩典？
Brothers and sisters.Don't we have the same grace?
我们也常常不听从神。
We very often disobey God.
神竟然也常常帮助你，拯救你，脱离那些病痛，脱离那些难处。
But still, we were saved and led away from hardships and illness.
我们也曾经当了逃兵。
We were once deserters.
逃避传福音。
We didn't preach the gospel.
逃避承担教会领袖的职位。
We avoided responsibility at church.
逃避去承担一些你觉得很麻烦的一些侍奉的任务。
We tried to avoid some complicated mission work.
但神竟然还用我们。
But God still uses us.
我们在传福音侍奉的过程当中有很多的不满意，很多的牢骚。
And in our services, we have had complaints.
神还竟然透过很多的事情，很多的人来教导我们。
But God still try to teach us through different people, different situations.
这些都是我们被我们忽略的恩典。
These are all neglected grace.
但愿我们都不要再忽略这些恩典。
Let us no longer neglect them.
我们为着这些恩典好好的感谢神。
Let's thank God for such grace.
带着感恩的心好好的悔改。
Let's repent with a heart of thanksgiving.
好好的传福音。
And preach the God's message.
好好的一起侍奉他。
So that we can serve him well. Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们透过约拿书知道我们要传福音，要宣教。
You have taught us through the book of Jonah that we should preach your message and do missionary work.
你也透过约拿书让我们知道我们忽略了很多你的恩典。
You have also taught us how much grace we have neglected from you.
我们很多时候不听从你，你竟然还救我们。
So very often we disobey you, but you still save us.
我们当了逃兵，你竟然还继续给我们有侍奉你的机会。
We deserted your mission, but you still gave us opportunities.
我们满腹牢骚，你却从来没有撇弃我们，还继续来教导我们。
We were full of complaints, but you still taught us.
但愿我们都不会再忽略你给我们的恩典。
Let us not continue to neglect your grace.
而是带着感恩的心，好好的传福音，侍奉你。
So that we can serve you with a heart of thanksgiving.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May the glory and the praise be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us praise his name. Thank the Lord for a wonderful grace of Jesus. Let us rise and sing to hymn number 297. 耶稣奇妙的救恩。奇妙无比的救恩，三个波浪滚滚的海洋，奇妙救恩足够我，谁用足够我谁用？任何一生所行的过犯，大过我一切罪和羞耻。我要称扬这圣名，我要赞美这圣名。耶稣奇妙的救恩，领导世上之人，只救恩我的生命，并使我的完全。就为我摘脱捆绑，使我的家释放。耶稣奇妙的救恩，使我得拯救。主耶稣奇妙无比的救恩，胜过波浪滚滚的海洋。奇妙救恩足够我需要，足够我需要，超过我一生所行的过犯，大过我一切罪我所欠。我要称扬这生命，我要赞美这生命。Wonderful grace of Jesus, rich washing the most defiled. By his transforming power, making him God the child, purchasing peace and heaven for the eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace of sufficient for me, for even me. Greater than the sea of the crescent, greater far than all my sin and sin. And almighty the presence, name of Jesus, praise his name.